Welcome to the Catholic Apostolate Center and Catholic Volunteer Network's Reflection Guide. My name is Sarah Hamill, and I am reading a reflection on Palm Sunday of the Lord's Passion by Liz Fairchild of Holy Child Volunteer Service.
The Passion of Our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. The elders of the people, chief priests and scribes, arose and brought Jesus before Pilate. They brought charges against him, saying,
"We found this man misleading our people. He opposes the payment of taxes to Caesar and maintains that he is the Christ, a king."
Pilate asked him,
"Are you the king of the Jews?"
He said to him in reply,
"You say so."
Pilate then addressed the chief priests and the crowds,
"I find this man not guilty."
But they were adamant and said,
"He is inciting the people with his teaching throughout all Judea, from Galilee where he began, even to here."
On hearing this, Pilate asked if the man was a Galilean, and upon learning that he was under Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who was in Jerusalem at that time. Herod was very glad to see Jesus. He had been wanting to see him for a long time, for he had heard about him and had been hoping to see him perform some sign. He questioned him at length, but he gave him no answer. The chief priests and scribes, meanwhile, stood by accusing him harshly. Herod and his soldiers treated him contemptuously and mocked him, and after clothing him in resplendent garb, he sent him back to Pilate. Herod and Pilate became friends that very day, even though they had been enemies formerly. Pilate then summoned the chief priests, the rulers, and the people, and said to them,
"You brought this man to me and accused him of inciting the people to revolt. I have conducted my investigation in your presence and have not found this man guilty of the charges you have brought against him, nor did Herod, for he sent him back to us. So no capital crime has been committed by him. Therefore, I shall have him flogged and then release him."
But altogether they shouted out,
"Away with this man! Release Barabbas to us."
Now Barabbas had been imprisoned for a rebellion that had taken place in the city and for murder. Again Pilate addressed them, still wishing to release Jesus, but they continued their shouting,
"Crucify him! Crucify him!"
Pilate addressed them a third time,
"What evil has this man done? I found him guilty of no capital crime. Therefore, I shall have him flogged and then release him."
With loud shouts, however, they persisted in calling for his crucifixion, and their voices prevailed. The verdict of Pilate was that their demand should be granted. So he released the man who had been imprisoned for rebellion and murder, for whom they asked, and he handed Jesus over to them to deal with as they wished. As they led him away, they took hold of a certain Simon, a Cyrenian, who was coming in from the country, and after laying the cross on him, they made him carry it behind Jesus. A large crowd of people followed Jesus, including many women who mourned and lamented him. Jesus turned to them and said,
"Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me. Weep instead for yourselves and for your children, for indeed the days are coming when people will say, 'Blessed are the barren, the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that never nursed.' At that time, people will say to the mountains, 'Fall upon us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if these things are done when the wood is green, what will happen when it is dry?"
Now two others, both criminals, were led away with him to be executed. When they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified him and the criminals there, one on his right, the other on his left. Then Jesus said,
"Father, forgive them. They know not what they do."
They divided his garments by casting lots. The people stood by and watched. The rulers, meanwhile, sneered at him and said,
"He saved others. Let him save himself, if he is the chosen one, the Christ of God.
Even the soldiers jeered at him. As they approached to offer him wine, they called out,
If you are King of the Jews, save yourself.
Above him there was an inscription that read,
This is the King of the Jews.
Now one of the criminals hanging there reviled Jesus, saying,
Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us.
The other, however, rebuking him, said in reply,
Have you no fear of God? For you are subject to the same condemnation. And indeed, we have been condemned justly, for the sentence we received corresponds to our crimes. But this man has done nothing criminal.
Then he said,
Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
He replied to him,
Amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise.
It was now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m, because of an eclipse of the sun. Then the veil of the temple was torn down the middle. Jesus cried out in a loud voice,
Father, into your hands I commend my spirit.
And when he had said this, he breathed his last. The centurion who witnessed what had happened glorified God and said,
This man was innocent beyond doubt.
When all the people who had gathered for this spectacle saw what had happened, they returned home beating their breasts. But all his acquaintances stood at a distance, including the women who had followed him from Galilee and saw these events.
Gospel Reflection. Today's gospel reading depicts the passion of Christ. The use of the word passion to describe the death of Jesus speaks volumes. It could have easily been referred to by another name, the kind of name that placed blame on one or more groups of people involved. In calling his death the passion, we recognize the love God has for us since passion, by definition, is a strong, barely containable emotion. When we read today's gospel, we see an outpouring of love for these around him during the Last Supper. Jesus prepares his disciples for what is to come, telling them to serve each other and not to worry. This call to service is a call to love and shows that even in his last hours, Jesus was thinking of his people. Another example of love comes while Jesus was being questioned by the authorities. Jesus could have cursed them and rebuked them, but instead he says nothing. Yet another example of love can be seen when Jesus reveals to Peter that he will deny him 3 times. Jesus, having known Peter from the beginning, knows that despite his initial responses, Peter would remain faithful in the end, and that Peter could be relied upon even after denying Christ. Jesus could have spent his last hours alone or fought the authorities at every turn, but instead he chose to love them all with a passion, giving up his life so that we all might live. Focus on spiritual growth. We can see a clear example of spiritual growth when we examine the relationship between Peter and Jesus, a relationship based on love and trust. When Peter is told that he will deny Christ, his initial reaction is one of shock and denial, having been a loyal friend and follower of Jesus. You can imagine Peter's pain when Jesus' words come to fruition. It is by this suffering Peter grows in faith. Peter could have easily chosen to distance himself from Christ from that night on, but instead has faith and becomes the rock on which Christ builds his church. Prayer. Lord, you have known me since time began. You alone know my heart in its truest form. Despite the challenges and suffering I may face, Help me to stand firm in my faith in you. Allow me to be like Peter, your rock. Give me the courage to know, to seek you, and to find you. Allow me to walk with you and changed by your presence in me. Let my will become yours, and you'll become mine. Amen. Who inspires you to serve? The Sisters of the Holy Family of Nazareth are a congregation of vowed religious women who founded the Holy Family Service Corps. As a part of their volunteer program, I was given the chance to serve in a variety of roles, walking with minority populations through ministries sponsored by the sisters. While I learned a lot by working in these ministries, I learned even more by forming friendships with the sisters. I learned that sisters and religious are all people who are in many ways just like me.